You know what? It sucks to be bored. But when I get on my phone and play real casino games on SpinQuest.com, the time flies by. That two-hour wait at the DMV seems like 10 minutes. Play your favorite slots, live blackjack, live craps, with a live dealer. New players, $30 coin packs are on sale for 10 bucks. Play SpinQuest.com and you'll never be bored again.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
The Bird Show.
I would say, parents, let's unite. Misery loves company, but I have a sneaking suspicion that this is a mom thing more than it is a dad thing. So, mothers, let us unite in our misery. That is the bitter, bittersweet moment. Your child turns a year older. My Jimmy Jam turns 4 on Saturday. Doesn't even seem remotely humanly possible that my little human is turning 4. But I have caught myself, not just this past week, not just this past 2 weeks, but the minute we stepped into March, I have been going back in my phone. I have been watching old videos and old, like looking at old photos of when he was a teeny tiny little baby. I'm not kidding you. I have made my I have made myself cry on more than one occasion, reminiscing on when he was little, gearing up for his 4th birthday. So 1-855-BIRD-SHOW, 855-237-8746. This is basically an Am I Normal parent edition. Am I normal for looking at old videos and photos of my child leading up to their birthday? Pretty much intentionally making myself sad.
I think this is pretty common. I don't know about doing it with the intent of crying, but I think it's pretty natural. First of all, your phone won't let you not reminisce as the day approaches.
On this day.
Yeah. And nobody asked you, bro.
Yeah, right. It just starts flashing all these up. But I think it's very natural, like with every birthday where you go and you look at what they look like that right before, for sure.
Oh, man. I've just like, it's been incessant. Just looking at these old videos. Like I found this old video of when he walked for the first time and Bart and I in his nursery, which now his big boy room, and him just stumbling towards me. And I'm like, how? When you're 4, now you have skid marks in your underwear. Like, when did this happen?
I learned it from you, Mom.
Have you done this every birthday or is this the first time?
Every birthday, dude.
Every single
birthday I do this. And like, yes, the cliche is so true. The days are long, the years are short, and you just look back and it's like, do I want to go back there? I would like to go back there for a day. Like I would like to experience those little cuddles and those moments. Like, oh my God, we were sitting in the playroom on the floor and he was learning how to use this toy for the first time and that big old gummy smile with no teeth in it. And I'm just like, oh, where did that precious little nugget go? And now I look at him and I couldn't be more proud. It's just, it is. It's like this weird, bittersweet feeling that I never anticipated. Like, no, this is not something that's like in the parent handbook because there isn't one that you get to let you know, oh, by the way, every year your child gets older, you're happy, but you're also insanely sad that they're leaving that chapter behind. And you will purposely go out and seek out photos and videos of said child to make yourself just so incredibly sad.
So what are you going to miss about year 3?
What am I going to miss about year 3? That's a great question. I think I'm not going to miss the potty training. That was a freaking nightmare. I know that. I can say that like out the bat.
How about the temper tantrums?
No.
The meltdowns when there's a leaf going down the street and he hates it.
We did deal with terrible 2s, but we definitely had a 3-nager on our hand. I don't think it's anything specific, Abby, about the age. It's just knowing that the 3s are behind us and now, like, he's going to be obsessed with the number 4. Mm-hmm. So at night, I read him one book. I sing him 3 songs. He gets 3 cuddles and then he goes to bed. So they get hyper fixated on certain things. And so it's just knowing, that's why we got him 3 fish for Christmas, you know? So,
That 13, 14 years, they're going to be fucking.
Well, based on what's happening in that fish tank, they're not going to make the 30.
No, absolutely not. So it's little stuff like that. And it's so crazy how at this age, they change so much in such a short period of time. So it's just so crazy that he's going to be four.
Rainey, good morning. Are you as psycho as Kristen, or is this normal?
Oh, yeah. No, my daughter's turning in 11 months today, so yeah. She'll be one Easter Saturday. So the Easter Bunny will be at her birthday party.
Score.
And I am just been crying because she can walk now, and she's really fast crawler, and I remember when she was my sack of potatoes that couldn't lift her head. And I'm just like, I don't want you to keep learning. Especially when she started walking, I was just like, should I push you down? Like, I don't know.
I could just get like a hip checker real quick.
Here's Megan that went through the exact same thing just yesterday. Hey, Megan.
Hey, how are you guys doing?
Good. Thank you for calling.
Yeah, no problem. Yeah, I do this all the time. I was just doing this yesterday with my daughter. She will be 8 this year. I also have a son. He'll be 5. And it's just amazing because we have all these memories on Facebook and our phones from when they were babies. And so we get to show them, like, hey, this is you when you were a baby. And it does get very emotional because they're very different now.
Yes.
Than when they were babies, you know.
Yeah, thank you for calling. And here's Mary to tell you that this isn't going away anytime soon. Hey, Mary, thanks for taking time out of your day and calling.
Hi. I love you guys. Listen to you every morning.
Thank you.
Love you, too.
I was just telling Rebecca that my son's birthday's on the 22nd as well, and he's turning 16, and now this is my third one. And for him, it's my hardest because I think I know when he goes to college, we're getting ready for college visits. So I know when I'm going to be an empty nester. So for me, this is a really hard one for me. My daughter is actually at SCAD with Hayden.
Oh, is that right?
She graduates this year with him. But so to see him getting ready to go to college and everything, look, I've been this whole year stepping into 2025. It's been a hard, but.
I can hear the wobble in your voice.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm like, yes.
Mary, I'm over here crying for you.
It is. It's especially, you know, like my older two are my two daughters, and then he's my little, like he is.
He's your baby
he's
boy.
Something else. He's done. Yeah, he's my baby boy, and just to know in 2 years he's going to be going to college and stuff, which that's what I've raised him to do, but it's exciting and it's sad all at the same time.
Exactly. It doesn't make it easy.
And she's telling you it's not going away anytime soon at all.
I'm glad to know that here in 12 years I'm going to be doing the exact same thing when my son turns 16.
The Bird Show.
Oh, I have had no luck lately. Wait. Lady luck?
Britsky, I got you. I've had so much luck on SpinQuest.com. They have all of my favorite games, slot games, live blackjack craps, and bubble craps. You can even get a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
10 bucks for 30? I'm headed over to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.